This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. John Whitmer is live in studio with us.
Good morning, Jan. Morning, Ted.
It is Friday, December 5th. We'll be taking a look at some big-time money coming to a groundwater cleanup in the area.
Wichita's new Riverfest poster has been revealed. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly clear skies. We await the sunrise. It is 26 degrees here on this Friday morning. Six organizations are set to receive a total of $3.5 million for residents impacted by groundwater contamination so that they can have access to free health testing. That grant combines funding from state government, local government, private sector, and other partners. State Senator Aletha Faust-Godeau calls it a step in the right direction.
I am just excited about today. I know that the Pacific Railroads have done their part testing the ground, but we wanted to make sure that we tested the people that lived in that area for some justice.
The Kansas Health Foundation was selected by the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County to serve as the grant program administrator. The main focus is going to be for people living in the neighborhoods up north near 29th and Grove.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office released a report that found billions of dollars of improper Obamacare payments to fraudulent accounts. The report comes just days before the Senate is expected to vote on extending affordable health care subsidies. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall gave an example of the fraud.
One Social Security number was used 125 different times. So as we expected, there's probably $25, $35 billion of fraud. The reason that we were kind of tipped off is only about a third of the people on Obamacare actually filed a claim with their insurance company.
Senator Marshall on Fox Business's The Evening Edit with Elizabeth McDonald.
Artwork for next year's Riverfest poster and buttons were unveiled yesterday.
It features a patriotic design honoring America's 250th birthday. The artwork, created by Wichita native Dustin Youngman, uses a palette of red, white, and blue colors and features a buffalo alongside a musician holding a guitar against the Wichita skyline. The Riverfest runs May 29th through June 6th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A reminder, Medicare open enrollment wraps up this weekend. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more.
The ability for Medicare recipients to change their current plans ends Sunday. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services says 69.3 million people, mostly over the age of 65, are enrolled in Medicare, with a little more than half enrolled in Medicare Advantage or other health plans. 81% of them have Part D coverage, which is prescription drug coverage one can buy provided by a private insurer but approved by Medicare. Among the changes for 2026, certain drugs will cost less. But Medicare is also trying out a six-state pilot program where recipients will be subject to prior authorization demands before receiving certain services, devices, or procedures. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Accused killer Luigi Mangione is back in court today, the fourth day of a hearing, to bar evidence from his state murder trial.
We're expecting to hear from a couple of officers who responded to a 911 call at that McDonald's in Pennsylvania from customers who recognize the suspected killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge also made public some of the exhibit photos showing items recovered from Mangione during his arrest at that McDonald's, including the laptop that was with him and a photo of all the cash that was found on him at several thousand dollars, mostly in $100 bills, some foreign banknotes from Thailand, India, and Japan.
And that's Fox's Chanley Painter with that report in New York.
The Hutchinson City Council has approved a new contract for city manager Enrico Villegas, increasing his salary and benefits by more than 30%. The new agreement raises his base salary from $162,500 to $191,993.80 annually, with additional benefits including deferred compensation, a city-provided phone, and a $6,000 yearly vehicle allowance. His total compensation package is more than $231,500. That amount does not include health insurance and paid time off.
Coming up, we'll tell you about something pretty exciting, the World Cup coming to our area of the globe next year, and the big national lighting of the Christmas tree in the nation's capital with the President and the First Lady. And we will get our weather forecast heading into this first weekend of December coming up shortly. We're glad you're with us here in the 6 o'clock hour. We are underway here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:09 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The excitement building with the 2026 FIFA World Cup draw rapidly approaching, the big announcement today.
The 2026 World Cup draw will happen at noon Eastern at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C.
The final draw will determine the match schedule. So after the draw, we'll know who plays where.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino speaking to Fox and Friends. Canada, the U.S., and Mexico are the host countries. Legendary athletes Tom Brady, Wayne Gretzky, Aaron Judge, and Shaquille O'Neal will all take part. Comedian Kevin Hart and model Heidi Klum will host the event. The expanded 48-team tournament begins on June 11th and ends on July 19th. FIFA will also hand out its inaugural Peace Prize, which the Federation says will recognize exceptional actions for peace. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
And, of course, Arrowhead Stadium up in Kansas City is one of the sites for World Cup action next year.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump light the national Christmas tree in Washington, D.C.
After the First Lady did the honors of lighting the tree, President Trump telling folks, as a nation, we have much to be grateful for.
Most secure border we've ever had in the history of our country. 7 months and nobody has come in illegally into our country. Nobody. Not one.
Touting his administration's efforts to boost border security, reduce crime, and bring peace.
And we're making peace all over the world. We're settling wars at levels that nobody's ever seen before. Eight of them. We're looking for one more. That's Russia-Ukraine, if that's possible. And I think we'll get there eventually.
Other members of the administration at the event included Vice President J.D. Vance, Second Lady Usha Vance, and Attorney General Pam Bondi. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
6:11 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS on your Friday morning commute. We'll keep you updated on traffic and weather conditions all morning long, and Jad Chambers will be helping you out with traffic.
This morning, the traffic conditions are looking good. We do have some slowdowns around K-15 and MacArthur right now in the Spirit Aerosystems area, and right there at MacArthur and Oliver as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's check the weather forecast as we head into the weekend. Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's another cold morning across the area with patchy fog, otherwise becoming partly cloudy and milder today. High 48, southwest breeze 5 to 15. A few clouds and 27 tonight. Saturday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy and even warmer, high 51. Cold front, though, moves through on Saturday night. It's mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder Sunday with a high of 30. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And currently in Wichita, here on this Friday morning, we have a breeze out of the south. It is mostly clear as we await the sunrise. It is 26 degrees at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. As we get things underway here on Friday, December 5th. Good morning, John Whitmer.
Morning, Ted. How are you this morning?
Oh, fine.
I'm a little dragging.
I know you mentioned you were tired. I'm tired too.
Yeah,
you know,
so I stayed up a little late.
You know, when you get to Friday, you kind of you're ready for things to.
The wife and I were out last night. We went to Napoli. Had their, you know, every month they do their tour of Italy. In fact, you guys gave away a couple of tickets earlier, so we went out, took her out to dinner, went to his Jeremy Wade's, the chef and the owner at Napoli, so we went to his tour of Italy. It was fantastic.
I'm sure it was.
Veal liver was amazing dinner. So I took the wife to Napoli. We didn't get home till a little bit later, and then of course I had to watch the Thursday night football game, and it was a not a very pleasant game for the Dallas Cowboys if you're a Cowboys fan. So But I stayed up later than I should to be getting up and coming in here at 4 in the morning. So,
hey.
But, you know.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. Yeah. That's right. I can you know, maybe go to bed early tonight or take a nap this afternoon or something.
When you're eating at Napoli.
Yeah,
You're resting comfortably that night.
Yeah, it was good. Nice. You know, wine pairings and tiramisu and it was really good.
Good stuff. The playing surfaces at every National Football League stadium are going to have to meet new enhanced standards set through lab and field testing by the start of the 2028 season. So they're giving them a couple more years to figure this out. The NFL field director detailed the plans. It'll provide each team a library of approved and accredited NFL fields before the start of next season. Any new field will immediately have to meet those standards. All teams will have 2 years to achieve the standards, whether they use grass or fake grass or a hybrid.
Really?
Most artificial surfaces are replaced every 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. Well, they've got this new hybrid stuff. You see it when they, you know, the guys are dragging their feet and the little pellets come up and... But it'd be interesting with the grass surfaces. So a lot of the stadiums, you know, they have the retractable fields so they can pull it out during the day, during the weekdays, and then drive it back in. But it'll be interesting to see. Are they saying the reason for that? Is it because of ankle injuries?
It says the natural fields can be replaced several times a season.
Wow. It's amazing the technology. And, of course, they're all heated, too, now.
I'm sure it has something to do with players' injuries.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Players' union saying, hey, we need
better protection.
We need better standards for every field we play on.
The one thing I'll never figure out is how the 80s and 90s version of AstroTurf ever got approved. It was about the worst surface you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, a lot of injuries.
Oh, man. That stuff was horrible.
Yeah.
But at the time, that was considered state-of-the-art stuff.
Well, and if you look at those guys, you know, Butkus and Biletnikoff and some of those, you know, those were tough players. These guys are tough, don't get me wrong, but those were the guys, you know, the Steel Curtain guys back in the original day, Blanda. You know, those guys probably look at the players today and think you have it so easy by comparison to how they played, you know, Joe Namath and Terry Bradshaw. They must look at some of these players and think you have it rough? I mean, when we played, you know, it was so mild now compared to just the technology and the even things like the helmets are so different than back in the day when the NFL was first starting.
Yeah, of course, there's fewer of those guys that are still around today because of things like CTE.
That's true.
Dudes are a lot bigger today.
They're faster. The speed of the game is so much different. And that's, I think, the biggest issue is how fast the game is today. But it's still popular. I think it's America's pastime now. The ratings and the volume of people who watch the games. It's still a lot of fun to watch.
Hey, yesterday was Steve McIntosh's birthday. He called me after our show it wrapped
Did
up
he?
Yesterday. Yeah. I think he just wanted me to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh,
he wanted to hear me wish him a happy birthday.
Okay.
I think that's what was going on.
Did he tell you what he was doing?
Yeah, he and his granddaughter Jocelyn, I think, had some sort of a breakfast or brunch outing planned for his birthday. So I think I'm sure he had a good time.
A happy belated birthday to
Steve. Right.
So he called you to hear you wish him a happy birthday.
I think that's so. I think that's just my theory.
Which tells us another thing.
Yeah.
He wasn't listening to the show then.
That's right. Well, and the other thing is he didn't want you and I, Jed, to wish him a happy birthday. He just wanted to hear it from Ted.
Well, in my case, he probably would have just assumed I forgot. So he would have had to have awkwardly brought it up and
But we didn't forget. We wished him happy birthday here on the show.
Multiple times.
Yes.
Yeah, but he would have called me after the show, and I try and immediately just forget everything that happened. Right after each and every show is over, I just try and get rid of it.
You try and forget everything he says. So yeah. I thought you were going to go that way.
No, that's you and Ted, too.
Oh, wow. Pardon me. Let me pull that knife out of the back there.
It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And let's see what's going on in sports. Got a lot going on, including Chiefs football. Coming up on Sunday night, back in prime time, it's
Big
the Chiefs
game.
And the Houston Texans. The Chiefs have won 5 straight home games. Houston has won 4 in a row overall. Interesting matchup between these two.
Big game.
Houston is the number one team in the NFL in defense. They only allow 16 points a game, and they allow the fewest yards in the league.
It's a must-win game for Kansas City.
Chiefs, according to NFL metrics, have a 34% chance to make the playoffs heading into this weekend. The Chiefs have beaten Houston five times in a row. And the Chiefs, Vegas has them a 3.5-point favorite going into this game. The Texans and the Chiefs, Sunday night. Mitch Holtis and the Chiefs Radio Network. Live pregame coverage begins at 6 o'clock Sunday evening. The game will kick off at 7:20 p.m. Sunday. And, of course, that's right here on your Wichita radio home for the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And as we do every Friday morning, we have a live visit with Mitch Holtis coming up 2 hours from now in the 8 o'clock hour. He'll give us a preview of this game, and somehow it relates to Shocker football, as Mitch will give us our Eddie Plapa update. That'll be fun. Mitch Holtis, 2 hours from now, for the Chiefs preview. Huge news in college football here in Kansas as we go up to Manhattan, as former K-State quarterback Colin Klein is going to be the new head coach at Kansas State. He was the current Texas A&M offensive coordinator this year, leading the Aggies to a huge season and the playoffs, it looks like. The move last night comes one day after Coach Chris Klieman and his abrupt retirement following seven seasons leading the Wildcats. So Colin Klein will continue working with the Aggies during the playoffs if they make it, which they most likely will. And at the same time, he'll be coaching Kansas State and building out his staff and laying the groundwork in Manhattan. Texas A&M was ranked seventh in the nation in the last rankings released. Colin Klein has never been a head coach. But K-State fans have been eager for him to return. It's been reported that he's agreed to a five-year deal with an average salary of $4.3 million. So nice. Colin Klein, it looks like, is the guy at K-State. And they're having a big press conference this afternoon to introduce him as the new Kansas State football head coach. All right, let's go to a massive football game here in town tomorrow afternoon. It's the National Quarterfinals. In the NAIA playoffs, it's been the best season ever for Friends University in football. They are ranked fourth in the nation. They're undefeated, 12-0. And they're hosting another powerhouse football team from Kansas. Benedictine is coming to town. The Ravens are 11-1. Wow. It's a top five matchup. Number five, Benedictine, visiting number four, undefeated Friends. That game will kick off at 1 o'clock on the west side tomorrow afternoon in the national quarterfinals in college football. Good luck to Friends tomorrow in that one. Last night, we had Thursday night football, and it was in Detroit, and the Lions defeated the Dallas Cowboys 44-30. You heard the game on KFH last night. Starting at corner for the Lions, former Kansas State Wildcat DJ Reed had an interception, and he was the second leading tackler in the game with eight tackles. He played on 81 snaps on defense for the Lions, 99% of the defensive snaps. The Lions, despite that win, they're 8-5. They're still on the outside looking in for a playoff spot. They would miss the playoffs. Into this, as of now, they're in the 8th spot in the NFC. Only 7 make it.
Cowboys have been effectively eliminated now, right? I think, wasn't that it? It's like Kansas City this Sunday. If they lose, they're out.
Still got like a 30% chance.
I think it's less than that.
The NFC's tough.
Yeah, they are.
The NFC's tough. Yeah, even if you're 8-5, you're not going to the playoffs.
Right. It's tough.
We do have hockey this weekend in downtown Wichita for the Thunder. That game is tomorrow night, 6:05 at Intrust Bank Arena, as the Thunder is hosting the last-place Tulsa Oilers. Actually, it's not the Thunder. It's Oz night, so it's the Wichita Tin Men, special Tin Men jerseys. And you can enter to win a trip to see Wicked on Broadway. It'll be given away at the game tomorrow night.
Wow.
So check that out. We got Thunder hockey tomorrow night downtown against Tulsa. Heading into the weekend here, Wichita has won 3 of its last 4 games in hockey action. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now featuring a Christmas cocktail menu. Dazzle your date with a stockings and snowfall. Make merry with a mistletoe mint. Or gather the girls for a pumped espresso martini. The Christmas cocktail menu is now available at Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for the holiday season. 6:23 here on KNSS. Teenagers and adolescents, how we grow up. That's up next on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, and traffic and weather updates as well. It's 6:23 on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, December 5th. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear and 26 degrees. Plans for Boeing to acquire Spirit AeroSystems in Wichita could be final by the end of the month. The FTC ruling the deal may move forward as long as Boeing divests the portions of Spirit that do business with Boeing's rival company, Airbus. Officials expressed concerns the merger would allow Boeing to unfairly control their competitor's supply chain. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu says the city is excited about these changes.
I'm really looking forward to new leadership taking the reins at Spirit. I hope that this is positive for both the employees as well as the community.
Boeing announced plans to buy Spirit for $4.7 billion more than a year ago.
Wichita State University sent a letter to staff and faculty saying that they will make at least a 3% budget cut next year and also reduce its workforce. WSU President Rick Muma said even though the university saw record enrollment this fall, that didn't translate to revenue growth. This is partly due to low enrollment of international students as well as high school students. Wichita State also said the state funding is not keeping pace. Some staff members report already receiving termination letters. 12 News spoke with some of the employees who asked to remain anonymous. At least 7 employees in the College of Engineering were informed that their positions were being eliminated due to budget constraints. The employees added that they are disappointed that the university wasn't more transparent with the public. They expressed the feeling that with the announcement about the cuts and staff reductions, they haven't been treated with dignity.
A new four-way stop now installed at Pawnee and 135th Street West. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office made that announcement, advising drivers to use caution, as most drivers kind of need time to adjust to some new signs. The changes come after the County Commission approved improvements last month amid public concerns about the safety at that intersection.
Governor Laura Kelly has ordered that flags be lowered at half staff throughout Kansas from sunrise to sunset on Sunday, December 7th, in recognition of National Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day. Governor Kelly said the 84th anniversary of Pearl Harbor is a time to reflect on the solemn day, pay tribute to those who made the ultimate sacrifice, and honor the brave men and women who have fought to defend our country and continue to do so now.
The presidents of Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo met in Washington, D.C. yesterday, signing a peace deal.
President Trump is touting this peace deal known as the Washington Accords as just the latest war he's helped bring to an end. The deal formalizes an agreement made between Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo back in June. It includes a permanent ceasefire, the disarming of rebel groups, and a path for refugees to return home. A separate set of deals with the two countries will give the U.S. access to critical minerals.
And that's Fox's Chanley Painter with that report.
A new member of Congress gives the Republican House majority a boost.
The House of Representatives breakdown is 220 Republicans and 213 Democrats following the swearing-in of Tennessee GOP Congressman Matt Van Epps. However, the increased majority for Republicans will be short-lived as Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene plans to resign on January 5th, meaning Republicans can only lose 2 votes on any party-line vote until Greene's seat is filled through a special election. Democrats have 2 vacancies that have yet to be filled by special elections. Texas's Sylvester Turner passed away while in office, while Mikey Sherrill resigned after being elected the governor of New Jersey. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A federal agency is looking into Waymo's self-driving cars after officials in Texas report the cars failed to stop for school buses.
Texas officials are sounding the alarm, saying Waymo's self-driving cars have illegally passed school buses 19 times since the start of the school year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration was already investigating Waymo after a similar incident in Georgia. And now the agency's giving Waymo until January 20th to answer a series of questions about the incidents, including whether it will pause operations, if its software fix works, and whether a recall is needed. Waymo's website says it aims to serve as the world's most trusted driver. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
First Lady Melania Trump made a Christmas visit to Children's National Hospital in our nation's capital.
First Lady Melania Trump honoring a decades-long tradition with a visit to Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C., where she'll read a Christmas book to sick children. It's the First Lady's fifth Christmas visit in President Trump's now second term. Mrs. Trump visited the hospital this past summer, helping lead an arts and crafts session with children, mostly long-term patients at the hospital. Ahead of the 4th of July holiday weekend, the First Lady's Christmas visits began over 70 years ago. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
6:37 here on KNSS. Now let's check our weather forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
It's another cold morning across the area with patchy fog, otherwise becoming partly cloudy and milder today. High 48, southwest breeze 5 to 15. A few clouds and 27 tonight. Saturday, mostly sunny to partly cloudy and even warmer, high 51. Cold front, though, moves through on Saturday night. It's mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder Sunday with a high of 38. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the south. It is mostly clear and 26 degrees here on this Friday morning. 6:38 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Now it's time to get that great information. Yeah, it's the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and John. Thursday makes six sessions of the past seven sessions that the cattle complex has closed with triple-digit gains. Now, the live cattle futures had 15 session highs yesterday, while the feeder cattle had 21 session highs. Now, higher cash cattle trade has also taken place in the northern feed yards by as much as $8 to $10. Today is expiration of December live cattle options, and lean hogs yesterday traded and closed positive. On the close, February live cattle, $2.10 higher, $224. January feeders, $4.72 higher, $336.57. And Feb hogs up 85 cents at $81.85. Only the cotton futures were unable to recover Thursday from negative trading. The positive closes for the grain and the soybeans were on mostly technical buying. Now, Mexico and Colombia bought U.S. corn and announced flash sales yesterday morning, and there has been no flash sales of soybeans to China since November 28. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat is unchanged at 534. March corn down a penny and a quarter at 4.46. January beans down 3 1/4 at 11.16 1/4. January crude oil 13 cents lower at 59.54. February gold up $11.10 at $4,254. December S&P 14 points higher at 6,880. December dollar index 4 cents higher at $98.99. And December Dow Jones futures 46 points higher at 47,962. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Those are pretty good cattle numbers you're reading there.
Yeah, we've seen some good upside here lately. It looks like in the short term, at least, maybe we've put a bottom in this cattle complex. Of course, there's getting to be more and more rumblings about what might happen on a reopening of the U.S.-Mexican border to feeder cattle coming into the U.S., and that could cause the market to get a little bit nervous out there at the moment.
Is there any reports on how the winter wheat is going?
Yes, I think the last good to excellent rating we had was 66% here in Kansas. Now, Texas is having problems with theirs. Theirs was less than 30% good to excellent, and it looks like we're probably going to have less winter wheat acres this year than we did last.
Why is Texas having trouble with that?
Mainly weather.
Okay. Is it too cold, too hot, or too wet?
Too dry.
Too dry. Okay.
Yes.
My last guess on that. All right. Well, I keep thinking Texas had all those floods, but I guess that is not the case right now.
That's right. That was kind of behind us.
What's the big Tom Leffler weekend?
Probably doing things here in the office. We put in a whole new computer system and everything, so there's a little bit of getting all that technical stuff done and making sure everything's working completely right. And I'm still playing nursemaid to Patty.
Oh, yeah. Still recovering from knee.
Yep, knee replacement, but she's doing really good.
Making progress. Good, good, good. Well, you're just the nurse to do it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, and thanks for your report, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay.
There he goes. Good stuff. That is the Commodities Up Late with Tom Loeffler. Every weekday morning at this time from Loeffler Commodities. Thank you, Tom. All right. It is 6:42 here on KNSS. We'll be talking about, is it time to invest in alternatives? We'll find out more from the money tracker, Don Grant, stopping by to join us here on this Friday morning. KNSS News Time is 6:42. Coming up on 6:47 here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up shortly. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things.
Three.
Medicare open enrollment wrapping up this weekend.
Two.
The U.S. Government Accountability Office releasing a report finds billions of dollars in improper Obamacare payments were made to fraudulent accounts.
One.
Kansas State is going to introduce its new football coach this afternoon. It's former K-State quarterback Colin Klein. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Heaviest traffic that we're seeing here in the Wichita area still remains in that area around Spirit Aero Systems, K-15, MacArthur, Oliver. But the traffic volumes everywhere are starting to pick up. And we've got just a little bit of a slowdown southbound on I-135, and it's just north of Pawnee, so watch out there. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast heading into the first weekend of the month. A milder day today, partly cloudy, high of 48 degrees. Overnight tonight, low down to 27 under a mostly clear sky. And then looking ahead for the weekend, tomorrow on Saturday, even warmer, partly sunny and a high of 51 degrees. But then a cold front comes through on Saturday night, and much different on Sunday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and colder with a high of only 38 on Sunday. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly clear as we await the sunrise, a breeze out of the south. It is 26 degrees on our way to a high of 48. Here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coming up on 6:49 here on KNSS. And let's go back yesterday and see how things went on the stock market.
A choppy trading session with the major averages finishing mixed as investors digested fresh mixed labor market signals for a possible Fed rate cut next week. New data showed an unexpected drop in weekly jobless claims, which hit a three-year low during the Thanksgiving week. However, employers announced over 71,000 layoffs last month, according to a report from the global outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. In the meantime, investors tread carefully ahead of Friday's September personal consumption expenditures report, the Fed's preferred inflation gauge. The Dow winners, Caterpillar, Salesforce, and IBM. The Dow decliners, United Health, Amgen, and Home Depot. The Dow down 32 points, the Nasdaq higher by 51, S&P 500 up 7. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And just on cue, there you just walk through the door. Our money tracker. Is it time to invest in alternatives? And here to answer that question, Johnny on the spot, or should I say Donnie on the spot. It is.
looking dapper this morning.
Money Tracker.
Always dapper.
Oh,
Come on.
Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Dapping. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, guys. You know, with political polarization at home and several wars creating uncertainty abroad, traditional stock and bond markets are feeling the strain. We've seen some volatility. That has many investors asking, if it's time to look beyond the usual 60-40 mix, well, alternative investments such as real estate, private equity, private credit, commodities, and even small business ownership can help diversify a portfolio. They often move independently of stocks and bonds, offering a potential cushion when the markets are fluctuating and rock and rolling. Now may be a great time. Inflation, rising rates, the global instability have revealed the limits of relying solely on public markets. Real estate can provide a steady income and inflation protection. Private credit offers attractive yields, and small business ownership tap into growth that's not tied to Wall Street. Commodities like energy and agriculture tend to hold value when traditional markets waver. while infrastructure and renewable energy projects can provide both returns and social impact. Other alternative opportunities are emerging as well, such as farmland, timberland, venture capital, and even professionally managed collectibles like art, vintage cars, and wine, believe it or not. While each comes with its own risks, they share one thing in common, the potential to perform differently when traditional assets are stumbling. Alternatives aren't the cure-all. They can be less liquid, much more complex, and require longer holding periods, such as, so you must be a part of a thoughtful, diversified plan. They can add stability and opportunity in a world that's anything but predictable. Once reserved for the very wealthy, now average investors can have access to a myriad of alternatives. And, of course, your certified financial planner pro can help you determine a good mix that fits your specific needs. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right. Is there any more sod update? Been the theme of the week.
Well, the sod went in 2 days ago and gave it a really, really good soaking. And, it looks fine, but it's only been in a day, but it's been darn cold. So
Yeah. Obviously
I don't think those roots have had a chance to dig down, but we're supposed to get some warmer weather over the weekend, aren't we? So
48 today, early low 50s tomorrow, but then a cold front for Sunday.
Oh, really?
We got 2 days of 40s and 50s of average December
temperature. I'm hoping it'll get a chance to root and get some and maybe the cold weather is just driving those roots down. Who knows? But I do know I've got to give it a good soaking this evening, he said. Hopefully it won't freeze up on us. So
all right, well, what else is the Don Grant weekend?
Well, let me see. I'm working on some projects for a house that we're building, and so we've got it's still in the planning stage. You got some sports this weekend, don't you?
No, really.
This is sort of that between time. Football's kind of over.
Shocker men are on the road, so I don't have any. Later in the month they do a deal where they're playing like 3 games in 8 days. So,
oh boy.
But as for now, I'm okay.
Well, this will give you an opportunity to just spiffy up your place.
Well,
huh?
See, that's exactly what I expected you to say.
Yeah.
The honeydew list.
An opportunity.
Well, he's the honey and he's the dew. So,
yeah, so what's and the dude.
Well, what
it's a honey, dude,
honey
list.
Dude list.
Yeah.
Or dude do list.
Right.
So you made it sound like even though you might want to do things around the house, you're not going to.
How do you discern all this? You're exactly correct.
I'm just assuming.
How about a lazy
you didn't
weekend?
Your answer was not too enthusiastic.
I guess it wasn't.
So
maybe it's because I have low expectations for myself, and if I actually do something, I'll be pleasantly surprised.
Well, then why don't you just surprise yourself?
That could happen.
Yeah. Well, just knock off one little thing. What's one little thing you could do?
Oh, I mean, stuff like laundry.
Okay.
Or getting the kitchen clean up or getting the bills paid.
If you're a single guy, you can just do the laundry. You never have to fold it.
True.
All you got to do is keep it in the laundry basket and just fish it out when you need it.
Oh, here's that shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, and then exactly. You forget which laundry basket has the dirty and which has the clean, so you do the sniff test.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, that's the way to do it, man. Turn the underwear inside out.
Yeah,
you get another couple days out of them.
Doesn't smell like Downy. That must be the bad pile.
All right. Oh, boy.
Chad, we've lost total control of this now.
Yeah. All right, Don. We appreciate you coming in.
Okay, well, I hope you get something done this weekend.
And you do look spiffy. That's a nice coat.
Well, thank you. Thank you. My daughter picked it out for me when I was visiting her in Washington, D.C.
Very nice.
Yeah. I really like it. It was chilly. I didn't come prepared. I didn't think it was going to be so cold there.
Yeah,
so I had to buy a coat while I was there. So, but anyway, let's talk Monday about what you're able to get done around the house.
All right.
Yeah.
Better than inside-out underwear?
Or if not, we'll just go back to sod.
There you go.
All right.
This is riveting radio.
That's just what I was thinking.
Yeah. Theater of the mind.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you, Don.
Okay, well, thank you.
Have a good weekend. There he goes. Bye-bye. It is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning, live in studio at this time with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Hey, we have a big 7 o'clock hour coming up. Do we have a special guest?
Yes, that's right. Wichita City Councilman Dalton Glasscock will be with us to talk about the City of Wichita's new plan to offset sales or property tax with sales tax and a bunch of new construction possibilities. It's a whole new plan coming out that will be maybe put on the ballot for you to vote on next March.
That's coming up in just a few minutes. KNSS News Time, 6:56.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.